Where are we right now in terms of predictors of response or non-response with EGFR antibodies?
Yeah, I think at the moment, the only established factors published and kind of peer-reviewed is the intratumoral expression level of VHF from our group, as well as Laurent Pouet's group in France for RAS mutations. There are some data coming out at probably this year's ASCO GI and ASCO looking at additional factors, mutations in the pathway as well as potential value of the ligands. I think with this data, I would like to see to do a prospective trial to sort out patients who have a mutant KRAS or have a wild type or have high levels of VHF to see if we can increase the efficacy by pre-selecting patient population.
Do you think that those predictors are close to being available for clinical use?
I think for the clinical everyday use in the community practices, we need the prospective trial to validate them. Now, that can be done quickly. I think one of the reasons we are meeting every year and we have no markers still in the community practice is that we have experienced such a change of standardization of chemotherapy. Every time we meet, there is a new drug, there is a new combination. So the time necessary to validate markers is catched by the way of changing of standard of care, which makes it very difficult to implement. I think at the moment we are reaching at least, I think for a little while, a plateau where we recognize FOLFOX and FOLFOX and cetuximab, bevacizumab as a standard of care. And we are now able to validate these markers in prospective or at least in large retrospective trials. So I think that would be the basis to continue and hopefully then put markers in the community practice.